Chapter 4. Park and Bark. The great thing about dogs is that they never stay mad. As soon as Junior figured out where we were headed, he was in the best mood ever. Seriously, we could all learn a few things from our dogs. By the time we got to the gate at the dog park, Junior was practically choking himself trying to get off the leash. He loves that place the way I love drawing, pizza, and school vacation, combined. "Make sure that gate is latched," some lady yelled. They're really picky about keeping the gate closed at the dog park, which I guess I can understand, but some people could afford to calm down about it, if you ask me.
"Hey, Muffin, Junior's here," someone else said.
I called this place the Park and Bark. I knew most of the dogs' names, but not the owners. They were just Poncho Lady and Really Loud Girl and Big Beard, stuff like that. Marley Groat also came to this park with her dog sometimes. She's a girl from school who maybe kind of, sort of, possibly, was my first kiss a while back. I'm not really sure what happened, but we don't really talk much anymore. Maybe I was supposed to do something after we kissed, but I didn't know what, and she never told me. Every time I see her, I get a little weirded out. But the good news is that she went on vacation with her family over the break. So, I won't be running into her here. Meanwhile, Junior was saying hi to Muffin and Charlie and Blanco and Jed and Dakota and everyone else. Then, Super Tall Guy threw a tennis ball and they all went after it like it was a live rabbit covered in gravy. Already, Junior was having a great time. Not me. Now I was just standing there, staring into space, and trying to figure out how to make things better for Mom. Help out so she didn't have to work so much and be so tired all the time. Maybe I could get a job. The real question was, what could a middle school screw-up like me actually do? It's not like anyone would pay...